There are some superficial similarities between Formula One racing and soccer. The competition is fast, and it's popular around the world, and Americans have to be sold on it. The U.S. Grand Prix is held this weekend. Do we say Grand Prix? In Indianapolis. For the first time in 15 years, there is an American hope on the world tour. We're joined now by Matt Bishop, who's editor-in-chief of Formula One Racing Magazine in Great Britain. He joins us from WFYI in Indianapolis. Mr. Bishop, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
A real naive question. Stock cars, okay, we understand. India's racing cars. How's Formula One different?
Like Indy cars, Formula One is open wheel, of course, so it's not like NASCAR in that way. Mm-hmm. In absolute top speed, of course, they don't go that much quicker than your traditional open wheel cars. We're talking about 230 miles an hour. But the thing about Formula One is the braking and cornering. A driver who's braking from 220 or 210 miles an hour will hit the pedal so hard and it will be 5 G's of deceleration to the extent that the sweat that's sitting on his face as he brakes will lift off his face and splatter against the inside of his helmet visor.
Oh. Could you tell us about the American driver on the grid now? Scott Speed is his name. Like that name.
Isn't that the best name that a racing driver could ever have?
Scott? You mean Scott Speed. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is the racing driver from Central Casting, isn't it? But I think he is going to make it as well. He's only in his first year. He's a rookie, and he hasn't scored a lot of points yet, and he's not in one of the quickest cars. But he isn't at all afraid of ruffling a few feathers. For instance, he had a big, big argument with David Coulthard, a veteran driver of more than 200 Grand Prix who made his debut in 1994. They had a disagreement on track, and Scott, well, I couldn't possibly tell you what he said to him because I'm sure this is a family show, but he said everything you can say.
Oh, I get the idea, I think. Now, last year at Indianapolis, the same race, only 6 of the 20 Formula One cars even got to the start. They had problems and had to be withdrawn. Did that hurt the appeal of the sport in the United States?
The problem was that the cars that had been equipped with Michelin tires were deemed not safe to race because Michelin had gone too marginal, and in the end, you had those 6 lonely cars on the grid on their own. What we then saw, I hope it hasn't set Formula One back years and years in the States, but I wouldn't be too surprised if it had.
Could you mention 2 cars, 2 drivers to watch?
Undoubtedly the favourite for this year's race will be Fernando Alonso in the Renault. Don't forget Michael Schumacher, the veteran, the oldest, the most successful, and still the best driver on the grid. And he might well win.
Matt Bishop, editor-in-chief of Formula One Racing Magazine, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, start your engines.